Unit 28, Investigating Crimes. Detective Jones had been an esteemed member of the Miami Police Force for over 20 years. In his 20 years on the job, he had faced many obstacles. But rose through the ranks to be the lead detective on almost every case. He arrived at the crime scene and immediately began analyzing. All that he was able to see. He spoke to a witness close to the police tape first to see what he knew. Apparently, the witness tried to grab the criminal as he was fleeing. The scene, but the criminal was too fast and got away. Though the detective was suspicious. Of the witness's story at first, he made a note of it but took care not to fully believe everything that he heard on the scene. Detective Jones was known for his objective style of investigation. He never weighed any one witness's story heavier than the next, and he never let emotions get involved with his daily work. Inside the house, the detective was exposed to a horrible murder scene that took his breath away. Still, he proceeded on with his work. After looking over the room a few times and making some measurements, Detective Jones hypothesized that a tall, older man was the murderer they were looking for. However, contrary to his colleague's opinion, he felt as though the man was not from the same neighborhood since he left out the front door towards the main town intersection. He noticed that the front door was torn away slightly along the frame, which indicated that entry into the house was forced. In other words, the criminal broke in and was not invited. Outside, the detective saw eager reporters coming over to have a closer look at the scene, something he would not tolerate. He stepped outside and assailed the journalist for interfering with his investigation. He then sent the man away with a scowl. On his face, Detective Jones was a professional and was not going to let journalists and reporters impair his ability to continue examining the scene. One of the officers on scene eagerly stated that it must have been the victim's husband since he wanted to get home to watch a ball game. However, the detective refused to hear such a sloppy inference. About the case, and he continued questioning witnesses and taking samples of the scene. In a few cases, he had to use special tactics. To get a witness to talk by telling them that if they helped describe the culprit, he would help them out in the future. In this world, it was always right versus wrong, and Detective Jones ensured that the right outcome would always transpire.